Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, this is Nicole Ferraro, editorial director at the Webby Awards.
And Jason Brickhill, social media manager at the Webbys.
And we are excited because the nominees for the 22nd annual Webby Awards have been announced.
Woo!
Yes, that means it's time for you to go vote in the Webby People's Voice Awards for your favorite nominees across all categories and media types, including websites, film and video, advertising, media and PR, mobile sites and apps, social, podcasts and digital audio, and games.
You can vote once in every category from now until Thursday, April 19th, and help your favorite nominees take home a Webby this year.
Last year, 3.5 million votes were cast during Webby People's Voice. That's a lot. So go make sure that your voice is heard in deciding the best of the internet and start voting now.
Nicole, where do people vote?
Vote.webbyawards.com.
Vote.webbyawards.com. Go vote!
Welcome back to the Webby Podcast, and welcome to Season 3. Our 22nd annual Webby nominees have been announced. We are dedicating today's episode to that. I brought our executive director and executive producer into the studio to talk about some of this year's nominees, so stay tuned for that in just a minute. Meantime, Season 3 is really shaping up, and we'll be interviewing many of this year's nominees, like DeRay McKessa from Pod Save the People, a nominee in podcasts, in addition to judges and past winners like The Outline's Josh Topolsky and MoMA's design and architecture curator Paola Antonelli. Not to mention all the amazing people we'll have at this year's Webby Awards, many of whom will sit with us here in the studio along the way. Okay, with that, a big hurrah. It is nominee announcement day, so sit back and relax and join us as we discuss and discover some of this year's new amazing internet. All right, so let's introduce who's here. Welcoming to the podcast studio, our executive director of the Webby Awards, Claire Graves.
Hi, David Michaud.
Hi, excited to have you in here with us. We also have our executive producer, lots of executives today, executive producer of the Webby Awards, Steve Marchese's here.
Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you as well. It's sort of like Christmas morning at the Webby Awards, right? But just full transparency for everyone listening, we're actually recording this on Friday before the Webby nominees are announced. The Webby nominees being announced is sort of like Christmas morning, right? We get to like unwrap the presents and see who all the nominees are. But we're like the elves or the people who get to know before. We know what's in the presents, mm-hmm. and that's what we're going to talk about. You know, we get a lot of entries. We got, I think, more than 13,000 entries this year. And while all the three of us and everyone here on the team and at the office knows a lot of these things and has seen them come in and has been looking at them, it's really impossible to have us looked at the 13,000 things. We have 3,000 judges who live in 30 different countries around the world who actually do all the judging. And so while a lot of the nominees we'll know and be familiar with, we are also discovering stuff ourselves, right? Some of the stuff that we're going to see that's going to be nominated is stuff that maybe we sort of saw but didn't get to really jump into, and we're just like excited about it too. So let's get started. What we're going to do is we're going to go media type by media type. And so for our listeners at the Webbys, we recognize websites, online film and video, social, podcasts, games, marketing. Am I leaving anything out? And mobile. And today we're going to look at, I think we're going to talk about nominees in three or four of those. And I'm going to ask each of you for your favorite one. I thought we would start off with video. I know there's a lot of love for a lot of the videos. I was just looking through so many of them yesterday and was mostly just laughing a lot. And there's a lot of serious things too, but I was laughing a lot. Claire, I thought we'd start with you. Now, one thing you should know about Claire before she goes with her pick is she's very, very into design and experiences. So my guess is that something around her pick is going to have something to do with that. Or maybe I'll be wrong and she'll just pick like viral or something. But let's go with Claire. What video are you really excited about being nominated this year?
You know what? You're not wrong. I have an experience. So this year we introduced a suite of categories, a new suite of categories with our judges for virtual reality and 360. And one of those new categories is the interaction design category, which is awesome. The nominees in there are awesome. Some of them, I'm sure most of you will be familiar with. Tilt Brush is in there, a nominee from Google. There's this beautiful music video from the guys at Within for the Chemical Brothers and St. Vincent. But my personal favorite is Google Earth VR, which is obviously by the guys at Google. And basically, you put on the headset and you get transported into anywhere in the world. So you can go to a beach in Hawaii, you could go to the mountains in France. But I think probably the most obvious and the most powerful experience is going home to where you grew up. So you put on the headset and you can go to the street that you grew up on. And it's really, it's sort of like a little bit reminiscent of The Wilderness Downtown, which was a Webby nominee for years and years ago.
Also made by the folks who you just mentioned, many of them from Within, who were also nominated in the category.
Chris Milk and Aaron Coblin. And, you know, we all tried it here at the Webbies. We all totally fell in love with it. And we wanted to get as many people to try it here as possible. So we showed our show photographer, Hartley. And he messaged me about it the other day, so I wanted to share his message because I think it shows how powerful this experience really is. So this is what he said. Can I just say that I'm still moved by my Google Earth VR experience in the office a couple of weeks ago? The fact I could see my house with my car out front, and then you grabbed the headset and walked around the corner to see your house. I'm actually writing a piece about it currently. It's blown my mind. The simulation is real. Unfathomable.
That's awesome. And also, people should know, Hartley is an incredible photographer. Maybe we'll put in the show notes some of the links to some of his stuff. He's really great, so for him to be so excited about it, I think says something, too.
That's a great idea.
Steve Marchese, the executive producer of the Webbies. Again, I'm going to take a gander here. Steve knows everything you could possibly ever know about media and music and is has been in a band and still is in a band, and I believe he's going to come up with a music pick for video, but I could be wrong.
I appreciate that you think that I'm still in a band, which is awesome. We played 3 gigs in 30 years. What's interesting, when you said before about like the discovery part of Christmas and stuff, my favorite thing that happens here over the last 12 years now, I'm old at the Webbies, is when you find something outside of the machine of the Webby Awards and you love it, and then it's entered, and then it becomes a nominee. What's interesting is that this thing that I love so much was shared with me before the whole entry process opened by our colleague Jeff, who we all love, who runs the creative here at the Webby Awards. And it's a music video for a band in Russia. The band is Leningrad. I did not know their music. I still don't think I understand their music after watching the video.
How would you describe the music of Leningrad?
I'll allow something that I read on Dig to describe the video, which I think describes the music very well as well. The song is called Kolchik. And if you haven't seen this thing, you should. It's definitely NSFW for those out there. This is what somebody on Dig wrote, and I think it perfectly sums it up. Played in reverse, the video depicts the ultraviolet disintegration of a circus, all thanks to a wayward bubble blown by a spectator. It's gory, crazy, and intense, but also beautifully shot and brilliantly executed. And that's what it is. And what I really love about it is, in a very webby way, is that somebody grab the video, like people are wont to do on the internet, and made a reversed version of it, so you can watch it in actual chronological order.
So it's reversed, like, reverse, like a double reverse.
It's double reverse.
New meaning of the double reverse.
It's like it's a serious double reverse. So the video itself is shot in reverse order, but then there's the reverse reverse version of it out there on the internet. So that's my favorite video.
All right, well, check that out. Our list, go look at that again. We'll have this stuff in the show notes. And then the one I'm going to do, just to prove to you that we're not all into only super esoteric, ununderstandable experiences here in video at the Webby Awards, I wanted to talk about the food and drink category, which I know we are all huge fans of. And this is, I'm just so excited by this category. I think back to a few years ago when we added this category, and I'm thinking, like, gosh, you guys made a great decision that year. It's so good. So one of the nominees here is Mind of a Chef, which has actually been a show on television for a number of years on PBS, one of my very favorite shows. Now it's actually on Facebook's Watch, so it's a web show now. There's another one, Extraordinary People of the Restaurant World, which is a series all about amazing people. One of the episodes features Yannick Benjamin, who's a sommelier and really championing disabled people in restaurants. Chicken Little is another nominee in the category. And then another one of my favorites in this category is How to Butcher a Cow. It's a Bon Appetit video. It's an entire video where a butcher takes apart a cow and shows you every single cut of beef. I'm so sorry if any of our friends out there are vegetarians or vegans. It's not to offend, but just to say that if people are not those things, this would be, I'm sure, very interesting to them. But the one I wanted to focus on is from BuzzFeed. It's part of a series called Is It Worth It? And it's the episode $17 fried chicken versus $500 fried chicken. And this is a tough call for me because I really, Mind of a Chef is really one of the favorite things I've ever watched ever. I really want to encourage people to watch that. But because David Chang was in Mind of a Chef and is also in this, I thought I'd go with this because it sort of like ticks both boxes. This is a series that's all about whether a $17 plate of fried chicken is better or worse than a $500 plate of fried chicken. And normally I would be inclined to just go with, of course, the $17 one's going to be better. What could you possibly do for $500? But what they do is they go to David Chang's Momofuku, and he has a $500 plate of fried chicken, which is actually done in the way that Peking duck is done. So they shave the chicken, they have the scallion pancakes and the scallions and dipping sauce. The way he makes it worth $500 is he adds very, very expensive caviar to it. And the two hosts of the show at first are very skeptical, but very much love it. And at the end, they're literally taking their fried chicken and dunking it into huge vats of caviar and eating it. It doesn't, maybe that doesn't sound actually that great to watch.
It doesn't sound
but
that great.
It actually is really, really, really fun to watch. And then also the $17 plate of fried chicken comes from a restaurant up in Harlem and is also equally good. And I think they were as excited almost by that as the $500. And they visit a couple other restaurants too. So I really want to recommend that category to our food lovers out there. It's made me very happy, and I'm very inspired for the weekend cooking because of it.
So on the topic of fried chickens that you brought it up so lovingly and passionately, there's clearly a nominee that we have yet to discuss that I think is a nice addendum to that category.
Please say it is, though.
And you know it's Hot Ones. I don't think Claire could sit here with us and we could talk about fried chicken and not mention Hot Ones.
Do you think people, does everybody knows what Hot Ones is, you think?
No, I don't think everyone knows what Hot Ones is.
What do you think Hot Ones is, Claire, for the...
I know what Hot Ones is.
We'll talk about it, so like I don't think I can be objective about it because you know
Steve
how much
I love Hot Ones so much. He loves it so much.
For people who don't know, tell people what Hot Ones is.
So Hot Ones is, it's a interview show hosted by Sean Evans. It's a First We Feast thing. And the basic premise is that it's a one-on-one interview. They sit down with varying degrees of very famous people, actually. They get some really phenomenal guests on the show. We talked a little bit about Terry Crews on a recent one, which was great, but he's had some phenomenal people, musicians, actors, et cetera. And he asks them 10 questions for the most part as they eat progressively hotter chicken wings for each question. So they go from 1 to 10, and the Scoville units, you know, start with like, I think they usually start with like a tomatillo or some really basic at the beginning, and then they end up with like 100% death sauce, and they, you know, people sort of tap out, but...
It's more than like tapping out, though, I think. People start hallucinating.
The episode with Coolio is one of the most phenomenal things. Like, he just goes right to the final wing and ends up like in fetal position in the green room. people get very, very vulnerable when they're undergoing that kind of intense pain. And he's what I love about it, and people always laugh at me, but he's a really great host.
I agree. He's a great interviewer.
Great interviewer and like taps into... just the right question at the right time of pain to get like the best possible answers.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan. That sort of goes into the idea of this thing you love also being recognized by the judges and academy. It's always fun to see that kind of thing.
And then also wanted to add here, Hot Ones is actually nominated because you brought up the host perspective. It's actually nominated in the best host category, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
You also brought up Terry Crews. I watched the Terry Crews episode recently. Let me tell you. I adore Terry Crews after watching this episode. Terry Crews is like the greatest human being on earth.
He's a beautiful man.
He's an incredible person. I really recommend if you only watch one Hot Ones, it's not necessarily the craziest one where people end up in the green room and all that kind of stuff, like on the floor, but just in terms of getting the sense of a really, really great person in the world, it's a great episode.
Yeah. That vignette about how he built the computer with his son is like the greatest thing ever.
All right, so check that out.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right, next let's go to apps, best mobile apps and best mobile websites. We also have a few other things in there like connected products and stuff like that. Once again, I'll start with Claire. You know, you're very efficient and productive, so I was thinking maybe you'd go in that direction, but maybe not. What are you thinking?
I'm going in a totally different direction, Dave and Michelle. Okay. So my application is actually something that we here at the Webby Awards have loved for a very long time. It is an app by our friends at Silicon Valley, and it's called Not Hot Dog. You guys know Not Hot Dog?
I always call it Hot Dog, Not Hot Dog, but I do know it's called.
It's actually just called Not Hot Dog.
Yeah.
And it is an app that they made from the show. It was an episode on the show, and it's very simple. All it does is tell you whether the food you're eating is a hot dog or isn't a hot dog.
One thing I would do is really encourage people if they have not watched this segment of Silicon Valley, because that's actually an app in the show. And it's so funny that even when I've shown it to people that I know have watched it, as soon as they see the scene come on, it's kind of like a reverse trigger warning. It actually makes people laugh knowing that they're going to see the scene.
Yeah, I agree. It's a really beautifully edited 30 seconds of Silicon Valley, if you will.
This is a good place to maybe mention also, because we're talking about nominees and people are going to be voting. You'll know also that Silicon Valley is actually a sponsor of the Webby People's Voice Awards this year, which we're super excited about. I thought this was a good time to actually point out that we have two very different sides of the world here at the Webby Awards. We have the world of sponsorships and the world of judging, and never those two shall meet. And the way that we actually make sure that something that's done by a sponsor can't have undue influence is we work with outside accounting firm to make sure all the votes are tabulated correctly. Claire, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Our accountants this year who tabulate the voting are called Ernst & Young. And they spend 2 weeks auditing the judges' votes, going through every single ballot that's cast for every single category and making sure that there's no conflicts for anybody and tallying everything up again.
Thank you so much. I'm glad we covered that. It also makes me very happy because we can have sponsors that are as fun as Silicon Valley and not have to worry about, you know, having some sort of influence on the outcome. So hot or not hot dog was yours. Steve, did you have one?
I did. And I will start with just a quick caveat that I love things at the Webby Awards that are both entertaining to me and to my 9-year-old son, and this is one of those things. This is Great Big Story. We know this as something that we love here at the office. I've shared these things with people many times before, some of the stories, specifically one about the making of mochi, which is a Japanese candy, and this guy beats it to death, and it's awesome. And, you know, their app is filled with all the great content that they make, and it's really, really conveniently... in terms of bedtime video, if you will, I know that might sound like a shock to people. We do read to our son, but occasionally there's a little video here and there. And it's always reliable to go to the old Great Big Story app and look at sort of like the last French cowboy. These stories of individuals and humanity that are really touching, beautifully done, and like things on the internet, optimized to be kind of short and sweet. So that's my pick in terms of... The mobile apps that I
can
love.
I'm afraid I shouldn't ask this question, but I want to. Can you tell us briefly how to make mochi based on the big Great Big Story video?
No, we were focused on the fact that like it just takes a lot of time and effort on just beating this thing. You know, they travel quite often. They've done videos in 80 different countries at Great Big Story. So this was in Japan. They found like a really old school mochi maker, and he makes it by hand, and it's just incredibly cool. like time-intensive physical process.
All right, so check that out. That's an app also in the best apps and mobile websites. You didn't cover productivity, Claire, so I thought I would. Actually, an app that's on my home screen that I use every single day, the Things app. They actually call it Things 3 because it's the third version of it, which is essentially like this really amazing glorified to-do app, is nominated. I'm very excited. I really encourage people to use it. It's so great. You can basically add all these to-do lists to your thing and sub-to-do lists and for a whole bunch of stuff that I have to work on and have lots of little mini tasks associated with, I use it. And because it can be on your computer and on your phone, it's like easy to not forget things. And I know you guys have all noticed about how I'm like so on top of everything these days, and it's really because of the Things 3 productivity app. So check that out. And then, you know, a little another shout out to that category. Great category for people just looking to use their phone in more efficient ways. The productivity category is really great. Oh, and then lastly, before we move on to our last segment, which we're going to cover games, let's just talk really quickly about machine learning apps. So this year we added a new category for machine learning. And so that's really the way that developers are using artificial intelligence and machine learning. Some really interesting things. One thing done by 360i is called Bravo Tango Brain Training, which is an app for voice devices like Google at Home for veterans when they come home to help them deal with PTSD and other issues that they're going through, which is really interesting. There's also a really cool app, Wayfair Search with Firth Photo, which is essentially, if anybody's ever used Wayfair, it's a site where you can go buy like lots of things for your home, for kitchens and furniture and stuff. And they have this feature on there where you can take a photo of something. So say you're at somebody's house and you see a couch and you really like it, you take a photo of it on their app and it'll find couches that are like that. So again, using machine learning. So it's a really interesting category for just getting a sense of where machine learning is going. So I really encourage people to check that out. Let's move on into games, right? So I think Steve is really going to be the one who's going to lead us through the games here, as he is the foremost expert at not only gaming here at the Webby Awards, but also one-handed gaming, which is a particular thrill of his. Did you have a couple game nominees? We should talk about the fact that this is the first year we've had a huge, big suite of game categories, too.
Totally. I mean, breaking out the media types to sort of acknowledge. We've been acknowledging games at the Webbies for quite a long time. And I will shout out Christian and Chris, our colleagues, who are really the true big gamers here in the office. I'm a mobile gamer, I'd like to say. My subway rides. But, yeah, we've really stretched those categories out to acknowledge some of the best in gaming. The nominees this year are phenomenal. I feel like I could talk about them for about a half an hour and go into all these different things, but I will focus on two games in particular that I love, that I've played, that I think really represent the best in gaming right now and for a lot of different reasons. The first is a game called Inside. This is a wonderful sort of like moody side-scroller type of adventure game. It comes from a company in Denmark called Playdead. They were Webby nominees in 2014 with a game called Limbo, which is really beautiful, sort of a black and white game. They add the color red this time, but it's still super moody and beautiful. You know, it's sort of a game for people that say they don't like games. So I would say if this was the game that I used to introduce people to sort of mobile gaming, this is the one.
Cool.
Really, really beautiful. Nominated a bunch of times in the game design category, which really makes a lot of sense, too. So that's the first one. Yeah, the second one is a game that people have probably heard about before. It's called Cuphead, and it is another really beautiful thing to behold and to look at. It is the most difficult game I think I've ever played. You have unlimited lives for a reason. You just die over and over again. But basically, it's nominated in three categories this year, including Best Art Direction, which makes a lot of sense because it's beautifully art directed.
What's the mechanics of the game? Like, what do
you
do?
Yeah, so they would call it, I'll geek out a little bit, they'd call it a run and gun.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of like sort of side-scrolling, old school, like 8-bit almost, like Nintendo style. Fight a lot of bosses, boss battles, all that kind of thing. And it's basically was created by two brothers. It's a Canadian company, Studio MDHR. And they like hand-drew all the background stuff. And it's based on like 1930s animation, old school Disney. You know, they would call it rubber hose style animation, really cool stuff. So it's just unlike the look of any game that you've ever seen. Like, I've never seen anything like it before. So it was really excited to see that in there and doing so well as a nominee. So, yeah, that's, I mean, like, between those two games, I'm good. I mean, there's a lot we could talk about, but those two are phenomenal.
That's awesome. And, yeah, and I think just to come back to our point that we were started with, which is, you know, the exciting thing for us in announcing all these nominees, a lot of them we know of, a lot of them we've been following. There's some that we didn't know of. Mm-hmm. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of people out there listening to this who also are into games, and they're going to find a whole bunch of new games that they don't know of that are really awesome. These are games, these are sites, these are videos, social experiences, marketing. These are things that have literally been vetted by 2,000 of the world's, you know, foremost experts on the internet to really get us down to the very, very best in each category. So it's a great way of like just getting more new awesome stuff into your internet diet, and I think also it's a great way of engaging with the internet at large. And so I really want to encourage everybody to go vote. You can go vote at vote.webbyawards.com. Go experience and have fun with all those nominees. Hey, tweet about them too, right? People should tweet about them. Claire Graves, Executive Director, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio and sharing all your loves of the nominees this year.
Thanks for having me, DMD. It's been fun.
It has been fun. And Steve, thank you for explaining that music video that I still don't understand, but I'm absolutely going to go watch now, and for being here.
It's my pleasure, as always.
Good luck to all the nominees out there. Congratulations. We're so excited. We're like your internet groupies. Excited to see all your campaigns, and mostly excited to see all these people from all over the world come and find your stuff and vote for it. So good luck, everyone. Thank you so much to Claire Graves and Steve Marchese for joining me to talk about some of this year's wonderful nominees. We're so excited to be back for season 3, so be sure to stay tuned for upcoming episodes featuring conversations with innovators like MoMA's Paola Antonelli, DeRay McKesson of Pod Save the People, The Outline's Josh Topolsky, and more. In the meantime, be sure to vote for your favorite Webby nominees in the Webby People's Voice Awards from now through April 19th at vote.webbyawards.com. Our editorial director is Nicole Ferraro, our producer is Sebastian Ade, music is Poddington Bear, Claire Graves is 12 full hours of sleep. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.